broke down over here, the story of Tesha Tzibur and Matzah, one of the comments. Rashi learned that the Sotheg of the Gemara was going on Bedika. What's that the Sotheg was going on Bedika? So the Pshat is that the Gemara made a resolution and said that if there's a Roiv, we go by the Roiv, and if not, we go by the Kavua. Next time, after we go by the Kavua. So this is two kashas. Bear with me now, I'm saying a massive Shekel Torah. Taisus is two kashas. The first kasha Taisus was Kavua, you don't bust a roif. So it's something of all the cool. So now we spoke yesterday about the Veda, the Magad Mishnah, that we don't do something of all the cool in Sveikas of Bedikas Hametz. In fact, Taisus, okay. And that kasha can answer you and say that we're talking about cases there, right? And then this is another kasha, Rashi. How can you say that the Sophic is about Bedikas Chametz when it's 50-50, although there's a Cheskes Heter over here. The house has a Cheskes Bodek. That should be my career, the Sophic over here, and say they not have to Bedikas Chametz. That's this is second kasha on Rashi. That place doesn't answer because of that he blows around Rashi. We have a kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi get the Sophic over here? Is what we're into the house, the Sophic on Bedikas Chametz. Although we have a Cheskes Heter, the Cheskes Heter Paskins, that the house is not high, because the house is Baldic already. As I correct places on Rashi. Tell lots of on Rashi. What's Rashi going to answer? What about what's Rashi going to answer, Taka? Says the Regina Shlema in the Kervitz. Regina Shlema. Says the Regina Shlema that the Teretz on the Kasha of Cheskos and Baldic is the same exact Teretz as the Kasha Sophic of Baldic Kula. Slowly. What do we answer to the Kasha Sophic of Baldic Kula? We said, you can't say Sophic of Baldic Kula by Bedikas Chametz. Why? Because Bedikas Chametz is also like Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is always chayav by Sveikas. So Mela, the same way we don't say Sophic of Baldic Kula, you're already going to want to go say, you want to go let Cheskosa Baldic to go resolve the Shaila of Chametz and Matzah? You can't. You're always chayav by Sophic. That's what the beginning of Shlema answers, the same terrors that the Magid Mishnah said to answer Tosis' first Kasha of Sveikas of Baldic Kula. We also answer the kasha of Cheskos Baldic using that teretz also, that we don't use Cheskos Baldic because Sophic Rabbanon was not said because Bedikas Chametz also Sophic Mitzkana. That's the, what the Regina Shlema answered for Tosis' kasha on Rashi. So obviously, it's not only a Pelotum, it does it looks like it's Greek. What do you mean? You don't know, understand. Have a kasha. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that when you have a Sophic where the Chametz Matzah went into it, so if it's Pirish, if we didn't see the Achmar take it, so what's the din? We go Basa what? We go Basa Roiv. Why do we go Basa Roiv? Because Roiv is Machria, that's Matzah, right? Would anybody in the right mind come along and say, oh, you can't go Basa Roiv because Bedikas Chametz is Al Sopik Mitkana? No, why not? Because Roiv is Machria, that's Matzah, correct? You said that we don't say Sopik Dabonu Lekula because Bedikas Chametz Al Sopik Mitkana because we don't go Sopik Dabonu Lekula Matzah. Yeah, but that's right. That's when it's 50-50, when it's kavua, and it's 50-50, and I don't know what to do. So there we paskin. We don't say something about the kula. Why not? Because then something about the kula wasn't said by Bedikas Chametz k'midover k'yidua. But we're not using over here, but roif. So why does roif work? Roif tells me that it's matzah, right? Roif is machmir. Roif tells me it's a psak. I'm a chol tera kula. So I'll ask you, Akasha, on yesterday's raid. Yesterday we said that we don't say something about the kula where? Yesterday we said we don't say something about the kula where? By Bedikas Chametz, because the Chazal said we don't say Sophic Baldic Kula, or Bechayik Masveikis. And that's why Rashi holds that every Sophic that exists at Bedikas Chametz where it's Gol Chumra. So I ask you a question. So how could the Gemara say Roiv works? I'll ask you a question. Yes, there's just the Gemara says Roiv works, right? I to Sophic, I always have to just a cup. Roiv's Machmir. Roiv tells me a narrative. Roiv paskins for me. Roiv tells me I don't have a Sophic over here. Roiv tells me that I have a Matzah here, correct? So nobody will come along in their right mind and ask me, Akasha, how could you say yesterday, how could the Magad Mishnah say yesterday the reason why we don't say something about the Kula of Chametz is because all Sveikas of Chametz have a din of Bedikas Chametz and Sofa Nitzkina. So how does right work? I mean, right is Machmiah. Sveikas Akasha, I understand you, Bechol Tera Kula. There are two ways of resolving Sveikas. One way of resolving Sofik is what is Roiv. Another way of resolving Sofik is with the Chazaka. So the same way Roiv works, why should Chazaka work? It comes back to the power of Taisus Kasha. What in the world is Taisus? This Taisus is Kasha. Taisus is a huge Kasha Rashi. What are you paskining over here in Lachora? You have a Cheskes Heter. The Cheskes Heter says the house is not Chai Bedikas. You want to go be Machai Bedikas Chametz? The house has a Chazaka. It is not Chai Bedikas Chametz. What's the Taisus to that Kasha? To Pel Otzavanayah. So the Bagini Shlema comes along and says, I'll tell you what the teretz is. For the same teretz, we said something about Malakula. That by B'digas Chometz, whenever there's a suffix, you have to B'digas Chometz. What do you mean whenever there's a suffix? But Rav works. So why should Chazaka be different? What about Pella Mamash? The teretz is a massive Lashit Tosai, and it's part of this whole magnificent Shtikul Torah that we started yesterday. The answer is like this. Let's take a go back to Rashi. Rashi says that when it's kavua, when it's 50-50, says Rashi, then we say the Chomra. Why don't we say Taka say Safik Dabon L'Kula? Why Taka don't we say Safik Dabon L'Kula, like every Safik? Why Taka don't we say Safik Dabon L'Kula? The answer is, we said, because the din of every, the Takana of B'dikas Chometz was that whenever you have a Safik of B'dikas Chometz, you have to do B'dikas. That was the Takana itself. You can't say Safik Dabon L'Kula. Because the B'dikas Chometz ala Safik Nitkin, the whole B'dikas Chometz is a Safik. All the cases are Safik. Every Makush Makhil Chometz is a Safik. So you can't say Safik Dabon L'Kula. Somebody say a monumental word. Really? You can't say Safik Dabon L'Kula? Then you can't say Cheskes HaTavila. Why not? So I'm going to give two introductions now to answer why not. If you can't say Safik Dabon L'Kula, you can't say Cheskes HaTavila. Why not? I said, what's up is Rav works. That means you could make a Achra. I can't say Safik Dabon L'Kula. But a Rav does work, so why can't Cheskes HaTavila work? So I want to give two introductions, and then I'll explain everything in full mind. Yesterday I said a Chakira, what is the Cheskes HaTavila we're talking about? It's a halachic Cheskes HaTavila, or it's a physical Cheskes HaTavila? What's a Cheskes HaTavila? Cheskes HaTavila is that the house was empty, and nothing came in. Is that the what we call Cheskes HaGuf? Physically, the house was empty, and we take on that nothing came in. We said yesterday that can't be the pshat. There are those who learn like that. Well, the chariot can't be the pshat. I'll repeat again why. Like a lot of you said, let's say I would have a house that doesn't have chametz or matzah. I have a house that's empty. Okay? I have a house that doesn't have anything in it. And Achbor took something into the house, right? I don't know what it took in. So what are you going to tell me? What's a Cheskes HaGuf mean? Cheskes HaGuf means that there's no physical shinoi until the shinoi happens. Okay, I accept that. But now the house underwent the shinoi. So you tell me, no, there's no shinoi. What's that? There's no shinoi. And therefore, it's what? It's chametz? There's more of a reason to say that it's chametz than to say that it's matzah. What's up? There's more reason to say that it's matzah than it's chametz. Something came in. We don't know what it is. What do you tell me? Cheskes HaGuf. What's Cheskes HaGuf to me? The house was empty, but some of it stayed empty, but it's not empty. Today there's something there. So you tell me, no, but it was empty of chametz. It was also empty of matzah. So the state of affairs that the house was empty has no bearings. The state of affairs that the house was empty has no meaning. The state of affairs doesn't tell me anything because physically the house was empty, well now it's not empty anymore. It was empty of chametz, it was also empty of matzah. So in a case, for example, like I told you yesterday, we have a house that doesn't have chametz, doesn't have matzah, so what's the chazaka going to tell me? Until now the house was empty, so it stayed empty, but the house is not empty. It was empty of chametz, that's a scam. It was empty of matzah also. So the emptiness of the house can't, the physical state of the house, what is the Cheskes HaGuf? Cheskes HaGuf means that we take on that physical state doesn't change until I know there was a change. Well, you do know there was a change. What was the physical state? The only thing is a physical state of a house not having chametz. The house didn't have anything. And now it has something. So how's the Cheskes HaGuf going to go tell you that it's chametz, more, that it's matzah, more of a chametz? It's a vada and a vada. Kachi bal na rabbi seinu. The Rashi Shant calls it a Cheskes Heter. A vada what Tosis meant to say is a Chazak of Halacha. What's the Chazak of Halacha? Chazak of Halacha is that this house was in a state of being boduk, okay? The house was in a halachic state of a boduk dika house. It's a house that's putter from medika, which is a chalois din on the house. That's introduction number one. I want to explain now why I said introduction number one. I want to stop here. If the Cheskes HaTavila that Tosis is talking about is a physical Cheskes HaTavila, if the Cheskes HaTavila that Tosis is talking about is a Cheskes HaGuf, if what he's talking about is a Cheskes HaGuf, Cheskes HaGuf, so then, I'm not going to have a teretz at a kasha. What's teretz at a kasha? Why are you passing in the chomer? I'll put the house on the last known chazaka that there was no chametz there. So what are you answering? I'm saying, you passing that there's no chametz there. Physically, chametz didn't go into the house. Something went in, and the Cheskes HaGuf says, the physical chazaka says there was no change until I know there was a change. If you'll tell me for some reason that I'm wrong, and you tell me for some reason there's a Cheskes HaGuf, a physical Cheskes HaGuf that says, we know the chametz didn't come into the house because there was no chametz here till now, so there's a chazaka on the guf that the house doesn't have chametz in it. So it's a Peltic Akash and Rashi. What do you tell me we should call the Chorma? What do you tell me we have Kavua, we don't have a Roy? Same, we have a Cheskes HaTavila. Chazaka tells you what happened. I'll say it in the Kasha the way I want to say it. The same way Roy tells you what happened, Chazaka tells you what happened. Chazaka tells you Chametz didn't go in. What's there to talk about? The answer is that this is introduction number one, that it's a Chazaka of Halacha. Slowly. It's chazak of halacha. Now I'm going to go further. Introduction number two. Introduction number two is, we said, that by Vedikas Chametz, Chazal were Machayev even by a Safik. We don't say Safik to Baran Lekula. So again, Hakdama number one is, I'm going to say two Hakdamas here. Hakdama number one is a Cheskas Heter means a Chazak in Halacha. This house was a house that's not Chayev in Vedikas Chametz. I repeat, the Chazak is not that this house didn't have Chametz physically. Not that this house is empty. Not that this house didn't go under a change physically. The chazaka is that this house was chal adin, that it's potter from bedikas chametz. It was chal adin. Say it in a different lashon. It's not a makom shemachis b'chametz anymore. That's what it means, chazaka. Okay? Halacha chazaka. Now, introduction number two is, the din is, that by every bedikas chametz, there's always a safek. We don't say safek d'man l'kula. We don't say safek d'man l'kula. Why? Yesterday I said two nesferes, and now these two nesferes are going to play a major, major role. Why don't we say something about the glory of the summits? Every time the waiter goes down to the wine cellar with a speck of chametz, who says he was eating and who says he went down and who says it fell and who says it stayed there and who says it didn't get rotten? We say chayef. Why? What happened to something about the glory? So there are two ways to learn. Yesterday I said two ways. Now there's going to be enough gemina, Rabbi Liner. Yep. Yesterday there's enough gemina. Now you'll hear the enough gemina. One side is that there's suffix chametz there. I suffix d'man l'kula. The rabbanon said that when it comes to chametz, we don't say suffix d'man l'kula. Why? Time point. We don't say d'man l'kula. We don't say suffix d'man l'kula chametz. So why do I have to go to a bedika in a makom shemachnisim b'chametz where there's 10 sfeikas piled up one on top of the other that maybe there's chametz there? Because rabbanon said we don't say d'man l'kula. We don't say d'man l'kula. Maybe there's no chametz there. You're right. On the side that there's no chametz, you don't have to do a bedika. But maybe there is. And on the tzad of maybe there is, you have to do a bedikah. Normally we say suffik d'vana l'kulu. We're talking about a guy who already did bittel. Rabbanan say, we don't say something about l'kulu over here. So al tzad ha-suffik, let's say I would search the house, and it comes out that the house doesn't have. So then when my friends is bar, I didn't need to do a bedikah. I thought I didn't need to do a bedikah, but I need to do it, because we don't say suffik d'vana l'kulu. The second usuk I said yesterday was a different usuk in Gansan. Second usuk I said was yesterday is that, you're not chayab because maybe there's comments there. Yechayev, because it's a makom shemachiz b'chametz b'vaday. That's what I meant by vaday. Marshal, let's say I'll search the house and I won't find chametz. Would I say that l'mafreya was this barer and this gala that never had a chiyuv? No, you had a chiyuv because the chiyuv is a chiyuv vaday. I want to point out that in Lomdus, before the practical nafkaminas, the nafkamina between a chiyuv vaday and a chiyuv sofik is why? Is let's say I'll search the house and I didn't find chametz. Was I taka chayev to do bedika? So on the tzad of sofik, the answer is no. You weren't chayev to do bedika. Just why did you make me do a bedika? Because maybe there is. On the second side, even on the side that you won't find chametz, even on the side that you won't find chametz, you have to do bedikah. Because the matziv of a sofik is mechayev bedikah mitzad the sofik, not mitzad the tzad of the sofik that there's chametz there. One of you asked me yesterday, I forgot to speak about it. There's machlekes in Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah, when a guy puts out, when a guy does bedikah's chametz, he does the bracha of alpi or chametz, so does he have to put out 10, the meaning is to put out 10 crumbs. So the Mishnah brings down one of the reasons is that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Guy says, "Hashem, there's no chametz there, right?" Achayr, it's totally in this raid. If the mitzvah is to go find the chametz, and the reason why you're doing the bedikah is on the tzad that there's chametz, and then you find that there's no chametz, so it comes out the mask of afrei never had a mitzvah, because the mitzvah was maybe there's chametz, but you found there's no chametz. But if the mitzvah is a chiyuv vaday, that means even if you don't find any chametz, you had the same mitzvah, because the mitzvah is because of the matzav. The matzav is mechayev. The matzav of having a place that suffered chametz is mechayev you to do bedika. Let's say I did a bedika, I didn't find crumbs. You were kind of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do a bedika because there's a suffix over here. So why would you call the bracha vatala? Once it's Rabbah Asher, he tied it in a chanami. It's not a bracha vatala because the mitzvah was a mitzvah, it's a vaday. The vaday wasn't a suffix, maybe you'll have chametz. It was a vaday. So why would it be a bracha vatala? So he said, because the lashon of the bracha is al bir. You're making a bracha of al beer, and you didn't do a beer, or you did was a bedika, so it doesn't shtim with the lashon of the bracha of beer. But be'etzim, it's not a bracha of atoli if you don't find chametz, because the mitzvah is not to go find the chametz, the mitzvah is to look for chametz. Even if it's not there, that would be enough kamina, the mashal, between whether it's a suffix or whether it's a vade. Nachzul in yenenu. One second. So I have a house over here, okay? I have a house over here that I did bedikas chametz. That's what I'm going to say now. I have a house over here that I did bedikas chametz. And something went in. So there's a suffix over here. So says Rashi. We go to Chomer. 50-50. Kavua, we go to Chomer. affects the Hakasha, what do you mean? What does that mean? So like the first side, what Safek Dabar Makula means is that there's a Safek we don't know. I say Safek, oh, we don't say Safek Dabar Makula by Chometz. Well, correct choice is, okay, you don't want to say Safek Dabar Makula, I hear you. But the house has a Cheska Seter, the house was checked. The house has a Cheska Seter. You have a Safek over here. Really, you should say Safek Dabar Makula. Why did you say Safek Dabar Makula? Because when it comes to stakes of Chometz, we don't say Safek Dabar Makula. Okay. But the house has a Chazaka. The house has a Lachik status of Bodek. Fekta is a Bam Kasha. Watch what I'm going to say now. But if I learn that the Yisoid HaDvarim of B'tikas Chometz also a Ditka Zechiyah Vadai, you know what that means? What that means is that whenever you have Epis of Safik, the place turns into a Mokush of Achiz Mohammed. That's what it means. When I say that it's Vadai, what did I mean when I said Vadai? What I meant to say Vadai is that it becomes a place which is Mokush of Achiz Mohammed. So I'm going to say it very bluntly now. The mouse, the Hulda, went into the Achbor went into the house with a Safik bread, Safik matzah. I don't know what it is. Have a Safik. Says Rashi, if it's Pirish, you have Raiv. What happens if it's not Pirish? It's called Kavua, Kralachomer. Isn't it this? In fact, Tesis, Mechaz Kesato. You know what the answer is? It says it is Mechaz Kesato. What's this? Why is it? What's the Cheska Seter mean? Cheska Seter means that the house is in a state of bodek, which in English means that the house is a mokum she'ein machmiz mochametz. It would not. So what do you tell me? Cheska Seter. The answer is you don't have a Cheska Seter. This house, ayidei the suffix of the mouse going in, became a mokum she'machmiz mochametz. So the act of the mouse going in destroyed the status. So you don't have a Cheska Seter. It doesn't have the kashas of toys, by the way. The kashas is a scam. The Rashi, the Shitosa, the Kasha is a Toys. This house doesn't have a Cheska Seter anymore. What was the Kasha? Kasha, yeah, that was something what went in. The house has a Cheska Seter. It doesn't have a Cheska Seter anymore. Something went in. And something going in ruins the Cheska Seter. Something going in turns it into a place of Makhmish HaMachiz Mohammed. Because what is the criteria of a Makhmish HaMachiz Mohammed? What's the criteria of Makhmish? The criteria of Makhmish HaMachiz Mohammed is a place that has a Suffolk. This place has a Suffolk. So it's not called a Baltic Ticker place anymore. It's a Makhmish HaMachiz Mohammed. So the whole Kasha Toys doesn't even start. And that's what the Hilul of Magen Yishlaimah. He always comes to defend his day, the Rashi, Shlaimah. The Rashi, the Magen Yishlaimah came along to say that the same teretz that you said on Safek Dabar Makula is the same exact teretz on Cheska Seter. What was the teretz on Safek Dabar Makula? I can't say Safek Dabar Makula. Why? Why can't I say Safek Dabar Makula? Because there's no Safek. This place is Vadei Chayiv. This is the place. This is the Rebbe. This is the Mishnah of Nafez and Oral Abbas and Baiz Gerez HaChavetz. We have Safek Dabar Makula. This is the Makhmish HaMachiz HaChavetz. You'll ask me, what defines Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz? So Tais is held that one mouse going with one piece of bread doesn't make it into Makhmish HaMachiz. Rashi holds yes. But the minute the Rashi holds that one mouse going with one piece of bread turns it into a Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz, the ball game's over. So you can't go tell me something about the Kula. This is a Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz. By the same token, it says the beginning of that answers Cheska Seter also. What's the Kasha? Cheska Seter? What's Cheska Seter? The house is a state of Baltic. This house is not a state of Baltic. Because the house that had that act of Suffolk, which went into it, transformed into it. That means this house is not a Cheska Baltic anymore. This house is a Makosh Machiz Mochavitz. Because the minute that this act of the mouse going in with Suffolk Mats and Suffolk Lechem happened, the house lost its Chazak. It became Makosh Machiz Mochavitz. No, it became Makosh Machiz Mochavitz. There is no Cheska Seter anymore. This is based on two hakdamas. I'm repeating again, two mega hakdamas.
Why is Rav any better?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Who is that? Mark Woods? Well, sounded like your voice. Yeah. You tell me you call your Mark Woods. What?
Uh-huh.
It's clear you don't know because you asked the question. It's now think it's a title. It's a question. No? I'm saying. What did you say? Simple. We'll get to your question in a second. It's not like this. It's a whole cup. And here's the big Lashitasa of the Sugya. Rashi Lashitasa holds that every time you have any Suffolk in B'dikas Chometz, I repeat, any Suffolk in B'dikas Chometz, any Suffolk, except for the case of Amar Aleph with Achbor ate it, right? We said yesterday's raid. Rashi holds that any Suffolk in B'dikas Chometz, if you have a Suffolk on your house, the house becomes a Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz. Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz, we know, is a red flag for Chai B'dikah. So yes, we Suffolk in B'dikah, what's just like I'm Suffolk in B'dikah? It's a Makhmish HaMachiz Mochametz. Yeah, that's me Cheskes Heter. What Cheskes Heter? It doesn't have a Cheskes. It's a Makar Shem Kisa Mohammed. Taisus Lashitasa, here's the big Lashitasa, he combined yesterday with today. Taisus holds that the suffix of matzah, nine cases of matzah and one case of chametz, does not make it into a Makar Shem Kisa Mohammed. Because he holds like the terrorists that we said on the Marshal and Amar Aleph. That there's a difference between a suffix on the house, per se, of the usage of the whole year, and the suffix on one particular piece of bread. We said yesterday, that Taisus holds, when you have a suffix on one particular piece of bread, that's not cool, you have a suffix on the makom. That's cool, you have a suffix on the bread. On that we say Ne'emah Chaltiyah, on that we say Anam and Aleph, on that we say the Teretz of Abaya, that it's far-fetched, because it's Yud Gimel. And on that we said yesterday that that's the chilek between that's why Taisus says, what do you mean? Excuse me, so Taisus says, say Shafak Taban al Kula. Says Taisus, say Cheskas Hetas, Nifloid. Here's the big Lashitosli. Taisus holds that the nature of the Suffolk of our Gemara and the nature of the Suffolk on Tesla and Aleph, the Mishnah no Shechas to each other. On Tesla and Aleph, the topic is inside the house. Where there the Shaila is, a Fadden, when you're inside the house, we're talking about the general usage of the whole year, and we're talking about a classic Mach, which is Machmiz Mohammed. Over there, a Fadden, we say, because someone's off in Nitzkel, there's no Kula, or anything. Over here, where the house was Balduk, we're talking about one particular piece of bread. Over there, we don't have the dinner because someone's also the Knitzkin, like we said yesterday. Says Taisus, A, you have a Suffolk of Balduk Kula. And even if you don't, we talk about it, the Raisa, the house has a Cheskas Balduk. The house is in a state of Balduk. Everything's good and fine. Niflamoid. But Rashi, the Shitas already said yesterday, holds out what? Here's the big Lashitas. Rashi holds in an hour. Here's where the two kinds of Taisa interchange. But Rashi holds the Shitas. That in our case, it's also under the umbrella of Adigas Chometz Al Sofik Nitzke. Rashi holds our case is also under the umbrella of what? Of Makom Shemachmiz and Mohammed. So both kashas collapse. What do you tell me Sofik Dabon Lakula? We don't say Sofik Dabon. This is a Makom Shemachmiz and Mohammed. What do you tell me the second kasha? The house has a Cheskes Heter? This house doesn't have a Cheskes Heter. This house turned into a Makom Shemachmiz and Mohammed. That's Niflamoy Lamita Shel Torah. But all this is based on the two Hakdamas. I'll repeat again quickly. And then I'll get to your question. Hakdama number one is, all this word is true. So what did I answer? So how did the Magini Shlomo answer Taisus Kasha? Why do Mechai Betika, the house has a Cheskes Baltic, put the house on its last known halachic status? The answer is, the house doesn't have its last known halachic status, because the status changed. So what did Taisus ask? Taisus Shitas holds the house didn't change, because it's a local suffix on one piece of bread. But in order to say, like Rashi, that the status of the house changed, I have to say two Hakdamas. One is, that the chazaka over here is not a physical chazaka. If it's a physical chazaka, so you can't say it changed. Hit a tifkait. If it's a physical chazaka, if it's a halachic chazaka, so I can say, you're telling me that this place is a place that's potter from bedika? It's not a place that's potter from bedika. It's a place that's chayiv in bedika. But if it's a physical chazaka, the physical chazaka says, chametz didn't come into this house. What changed? I'll tell you, chametz didn't come in. Hit a beauty. If under the halacha chazaka that the place is potter, I say, listen, any house which had a za incident of suffolk happen to it is not a za house. So halachically, the status of the place changed. The place turned into a makom shemachmiz mohammed, which is enough to go be machayev. If it's a physical chazaka, what does the physical chazaka say? Chametz didn't come in. So when you tell me chametz did come in, you don't know if chametz came in. The chazaka says chametz didn't come in. That's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is, what does it mean? What does it mean we don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula? If it means that we don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula, it means that it's just a Sofik, we don't know what to do. So then the Cheskes Heter could resolve it. What do you tell me? You don't know what to do. So you have a Cheskes Heter that steps in. You don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula. I'll say Mari Dikazan. Okay, so you don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula, but let the Cheskes Heter pass it. You hear the thief card? You don't say Sofik. If it means you don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula, so don't say Sofik Dabon Lakula. Let the Cheskes Heter pass it. We have a Chazaka, then it's a Halacha Dikazak, it's not Chavadika. But if the Chiyuv is a Vadai, so then the Vadai says, I don't have the Cheskes Heter anymore. If the Pshat of Midika Somas al Sofik Nitzkana means that we don't go to Kula, so that doesn't destroy the Cheskes Heter. The Cheskes Heter is a Cheskes Heter. Just be Sofik, Yechayiv. So let the Cheskes Heter resolve the Sofik. But if I say that Midika Somas al Sofik Nitzkana means that it's a Vadai Chiyuv, that that's enough to make the place into a Makom Shemachmiz and Mohammed, then it's Niflamoid. So then this place doesn't have a Cheskes Heter anymore. Effectively, what do you call it? Markowitz. So why does Roiv work? It's Pashat. Because the animal, the Achbar going into the house doesn't wreck the Roiv, like the Elam said here. There's still a Roiv here. I don't know what your question is, with all due respect. What's wrong? There's a Roiv here. I didn't say the Cheska Center doesn't work. I said there is no Cheska Center. Because the minute that this incident happened, the house lost its status. The house lost its din. It turned into a classic Makom Shel Machzir Chometz, which is Chai B'Dika Vade, not B'Sofek. If it's Chai B'Dika Vade, so the story's over. But if my Roiv, I have a Roiv here. So it means I have a Sofek over here. What came in? The Roiv says, what came in? The Roiv told me a story. The Roiv told me it was Matzah. I didn't say the Cheska Center doesn't work here. I said there is no Cheska Center. It means why there's no Cheska Center? Because this house is now Vade Chai B'Dika Chometz. So what's this Cheska Center? To have a Roiv. Have a Roiv. There's nine piles of Matzah. Everything is Gishmak. That's Niflam Oid, Amita Shel Torah. You'll all agree with me that this is the most important Machlokes Rashi Tosfos that we've come across till now, which is what type of Sofek defines a place which is under the umbrella of B'Dika Chometz, or Sofek Nitkana, Sofek the Kasha, Sofek the Rama Kula, Sofek the Kasha, Cheska Center. Let's give Aldrich. Ah, Yonam and Aleph. Everybody agreed that there are different types of Sofek. That's in the case of Ne'er Machotir, like I said yesterday, with the Shashis that the Chulde. That's one part of Tosis. That's Gevaldik. And by the way, Tosis and Rashi, the Shitos, they both kashas. Sai klapi the kasha, sofi the one of the kula, sai klapi the kasha, cheska seto. Let's see now the second half of Tosis, a very interesting second half of Tosis. So, Tosis, so what is the Pshat in the Gemara? Taisi says, therefore the Shal is not B'Dikas Chometz, B'Dikas Chometz is Cheska Seter, B'Dikas Chometz is Merkel. The topic was, the Achmar took it in, you went into the house, you found it, and the Shal is, are you allowed to eat it or not? He said, Chometz is a matzah. So you go on the road, you're allowed to eat it. It's Kavua, it's 50-50. He said, no, Cheska Seter over here, there's a topic of Mamla Kul, talking about Chorus, and Shalom Yisrael. Quick Taisi, very interesting Taisi here, listen carefully. In time of fact, Taisi, ki also Achmar v'Sharkol, ma'ani Siburim, amai Choshev le Kavua. I shall nimsa be achbor, me nimsa be ad noki, the perkin and also powerful rab, dama bosses in a salmi, and I am also be renounced to holach acharoif, mushani shall nimsa be ad noki. I have to explain this thing at length. The verse says in Chulam Daf Sadek Hey, the bosses in a salmi and I am. Okay, a guy has kosher meat, and he left it somewhere, and he has to be choshesh that maybe a oyrev, maybe a raven came and took it and switched it and put nothing. It's a maitach shash, but you have to be choshesh. Boshesh in a salam and ayin you can't eat. Maybe somebody took it. Fregdi Gemara, boshesh in a salam and ayin, you're not allowed to eat? So how in the story of Pirish do you rely on Rav? What's the story of Pirish? The story was that there's a shopping mall, there's nine kosher stores, one trefa store. You found in the parking lot Pirish, it was separated itself from the store. You found on the ground a piece of meat. You're allowed to eat it. Why? Because Roy Paskin. It's called the Parish. Maybe it's Parish. So Roy Paskin, that's kosher. You're allowed to eat it. It's Moshe Shem Salman 9. You weren't watching it the whole time. You weren't watching it the whole time. Slowly. Says the Gemara, it wasn't Stam sitting on the floor, it was in the hands of a guy. Slowly. Big raid here. How does that resolve the problem? Because the guy doesn't let the birds take it. So you can rely on the fact that the piece of meat was Raif Kasher and it was in the hands of the guy the whole time. So what happened? The Suffolk broke out when I saw it. I mean, I didn't find it on the ground. This is a dramatic shinui in the narrative of the Teisha Chanuyas. You didn't find it on the ground. You found it in the hands of a guy. Well, how's the story start? In a parking lot. A guy is standing there holding a piece of meat. Nine kashers was one tray store. And I find it in the guy's hands. How do I pass him? So the Gemara there says that what? Slowly. Gemara there says, that's called Roiv, that's called Kavua. I says it's called Roiv. The Gemara's kasha was, why Pirish? Why, when you find it in the parking lot, you let it rely on the Roiv? It's Basel Shinnah Solomon. And the answer is, it wasn't Basel Shinnah Solomon. We found it in the hands of a grave. We didn't find it on the ground. So what's the obvious question? Slowly. What's the obvious question? So then what's your Suffolk? Your Suffolk is not where the Basel came from. Your Suffolk is, which store did the guy get it from, correct? So back to square one. Is that Kavua? That's Pirish. What does that one say? Again, the normal case of Pirish is where I found a piece of meat on the floor in the parking lot. And I say, called the Parish, it left somewhere. It left the kosher store. So that can't be because the boss just says, oh man, maybe the birds took it and switched it. Fine. So we talk about what the story was. I came into a park, I saw a guy holding a piece of meat. And I said, what's that? Yeah, I don't know. Right? So you're allowed to eat it or not? The answer is, yeah, parish. You're allowed to eat it. Why are you allowed to eat it? Called it parish, miru parish. Not understand. The nature of that suffix was what? was that I found a piece of meat. I don't know which store it came from. I don't know which store the guy bought it from. What's the nature of the suffix? Huh? Where'd the guy get it? The guy didn't pick it up on the street. It was in the guy's hand. So the guy went into a store. So he asked the guy, where'd you buy it from? He said, I don't know. What's the difference? He doesn't make a difference. So the suffix is, which store did the guy buy it from? So why is that called Pirish? That's Kavua, no? By the way, this is a Gemara in Chulin. We're talking about the Gemara in Chulin before we get back to our Gemara. The Gemara over there said that Vasach in the Solomon, Vasach disappears, that they don't see, the din is he can't eat it, because maybe the bird came along, the Eirif came along and switched it. In fact, the Gemara said, why in every case of Pirish, every case where the piece of meat left the stores and it's on the floor, you're allowed to eat it because of Roiv? So it's just because the story was that it wasn't sitting on the floor, a guy was holding it. Fractisis, one second, we're not finished yet. But if the guy's holding it, so what's your suffix? Your suffix is not which store it rolled out from. Your suffix is which store did the guy buy it from, right? That's a suffix of Kavua, that's a suffix of Pirish. That's a suffix of Kavua. Which store did the guy go into the buy, right? So what's the answer, by the way? Why is that called Pirish, even though you found it in the hands of a guy, and the suffix is which store did the guy buy it from? What's the answer to that, by the way? Shot. The answer is because it doesn't make the slightest difference to the guy which store he bought it from, correct? It makes a difference to the guy. The guy has a suffix. The guy cares which store he bought it from. So when does the suffix break out on this piece of meat? When the yid drives, he pulls into the parking lot, and a guy is holding a piece of meat, and the guy says, I don't know where I bought it from. So then we say, right, so when did the suffix break out? When was the leidas ha-suffix? When the guy walked in, the guy doesn't care. So the leidas ha-suffix is not the narrative. The leidas ha-suffix is when does it make a difference? And when did it make a difference? When the yid pulled into the parking lot, and at that point, what was the state of the meat? At that point, when I pulled into the parking lot, what was the state of the meat? It was pirish. It wasn't in a state of kavua. It wasn't in the store. So, albeit it's true that the narrative was technically born from the fact that I don't know which store the guy went into, but that's not where the suffix was born. Masha ain't came slowly. When a yid goes into a store, he doesn't know which store he went into. When was the suffix noilad? Where was the suffix noilad? In the store. When the suffix was noilad in the store, that's called kavua. But over here, even though the storyline is that the guy went into one of those stores, but that's not when the suffix was noilad, because the guy doesn't give a hoot whether it's a kosher store or a trefa store. So when does the suffix noilad? When I bumped into the guy in the parking lot. At that point, the meat is in a state of pirish. Fractisis. So what does it help me that I saw the achbar go to one of the piles? The achbar is not such a frum achbar that he cares whether it's matzah or chametz. So there's no nafkamina to the achbar. So when does the suffix break out? When does the suffix break out for me? The achbar took it. The achbar's like the guy. A guy went into a store. He doesn't know which store he entered. Then the suffix. So when did the suffix break out for me? When the achbar took it? No. The suffix broke out for me when? When did the suffix break out for me? The pia achbar is like a guy. The suffix broke out for me when it was in the house or afterwards. Because I'll say very clearly, the same way there's no nafkamina to a guy, there's no nafkamina to an achbar. So the going into the store and the going to the piles doesn't play a role. That's this kasha. Tosis writes in the Gemara Chulin Yisoid that even though the practical suffix began in which pile, which store, but since the person who took it from the store or the pile, it doesn't make a difference to them. So that's not called kavua. That's not called the latest suffix. Yeah, Maisa? That's Tosis kasha. Why is an achbar different than a goy? Hagam that the guy went into a store and took it, it's not called a suffix because there's not enough community to the guy. So why is this case called kavua when the achbar saw it? When the achbar took it, how the delay that's a suffix is not for the achbar. The achbar doesn't care where he took it from. That's the effect of this. Rabbi Vega over here in the blue Rabbi Vega says two shocking nafkaminas based on this hesper that I said. I'm in the kasha of Tesis, by the way. This is the beautiful nafkaminas. Will be, since Rabbi Vega has two more like nafkaminas, will be, if you had a shopping mall where there's nine stores which are kosher and one store which is treif, but it's treif for a goy also. What could be treif for a goy also? What's treif for a goy? Goy's like, what? Evermenachai? Very good. So you have nine stores selling kosher, and then you have a store which sells Evermenachai, live limbs, grabbed off animals for shkotzim who don't want to even keep Zayim Mitzvah Ben Enoch. Evermenachai store. They take off limbs live from animals. It's a better steak as that for a shekets. Won't be in such a case where the guy doesn't know if he went into Zastor or Zastor. And he's sitting in the, what do you call it, nine kosher, one Eifer Menachai. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, that's an afkamina for the guy. So then the latest asafik was by kavua. In such a case where the treifa store wasn't just treif, but the treifa store was every man atai, which has an afkamina for the goy, so then the suffix didn't begin in the parking lot. The suffix begins already when he went into the store. Ah, you'll tell me what happens if he's not such a frumo goy and he's not exactly yedua to the chiyuvim of Eber Menachai. So the answer is it doesn't make a difference. But the leidas of suffix is be'etzem from then. That's what an afkamina of Kiv Eger says. There's another very interesting afkamina of this type of raid of does the person who took it from the store have the suffix? Can I ever think of a case? I said a goy, Eber Menachai, Yid, and the Achbor is playing a major role. The Achbor doesn't have a suffix. It's not a Lomdash Achbor. Can we give you an interesting Achbor? Rikiveg spins out another case. It's Rikiveg from Ksavliat. Another case of somebody who doesn't really care whether it's kosher or treif. Here's a real Achbor in the Halacha. A cotton. The thing is that if a cotton eats nevelos, we're not mafreshim. You're not allowed to give a cotton nevelos, but you're not mafreshim. What happens if you sent your son to go shopping and he went to one of the stores and he comes back and he asks your kid, which store you bought? I don't know. So is that called pirish or that's called kavua? Do we treat the cotton like a goy and we say there's no nafkamina to the cotton? Or give Eger buys with a suffix? Do we treat a cotton like a goy that there's no nafkamina to him because he's allowed to eat beifus? Or do we say no? For it it's a yid, therefore it's a suffix. Interesting shadow. I can wonder if give Eger expands it, won't be by a goy, won't be by a cotton. Either way, Tosis Kasha is that if the person who took it from the Kvios, if the person who took it from the Kavua doesn't care, so that's not called Kavua. We look at it when the topic starts. So we should treat the mouse like a goy. Emphatosis. Look at Tosis. Emphatosis, I'm going to read the Hochamari Kisharina Shalakach when a Kavua Shanel and a Sophic Makum Kvios. I'm Lori Rino, have a lake of Pirish. Yosina Bosaruba. Emphatosis, very interesting terrace. Emphatosis, you're right. Watch. If. And how many say big lambdas? You listening? Yeah, okay. Says Tosis, depends. If you pull into a parking lot and you see a guy there holding a piece of meat, and I say, where'd you get the meat? He's offering it at a discount price. Okay? So I say to the guy, where'd you get the meat? He says, I don't know. What's the difference? He doesn't know. He says, look. So you say to yourself, wait, give it over. Discount steak. Right? So the guy says to me, I'm Oris. It's Kavua. Because what's your suffix? Your suffix is which store did he buy it from, correct? Which store did he buy it from, correct? That's a suffix. Suffix is which store did he buy it from? So that's a Kavua because we say, no, you're an Amoritz. Since the guy didn't have a suffix till now. So the suffix is nailed now. Now the Zach's in a state of Pirish, slowly. Says to Isa, what about in our case where you saw the Achbor take it from the pile? So it's true that the Achbor himself has no nafkamina. But when did your latest asafik take place? Everything's totally not in the history of how it worked out, but when was a chal your asafik? Was your asafik chal when the Isser was in a state of kavua, or your asafik was chal after it left the kavua? Says Tosis, our case is talking about that I saw with my eyes the mouse go to one of the piles. I don't know which pile he went to. So my suffix started time-wise, the timing part. My suffix was chal at the time that he went to one of the piles. Now, the pile was kavua. And when something is kavua, we don't say the din of goy, which I'll say in a minute why. The story of the goy was, we didn't see the goy go into the store. I met the goy in the parking lot. It's hagam that the history of the suffix is which store did he go into. The history is which store did it go into. But it doesn't interest me which store you went into, because the suffix was nailad bishas that it wasn't in a state of kavua. That's the chiddush of Tosis Teretz. I'm not interested in what the history of the suffix is. But all the cases, the history is that the mouse took it and the goy took it. We don't know which one. Now, I'll say a murderer case. Let's say I was looking with the binoculars, and I saw the act of pirish take place. What's pirish? I'll tell you. I'm looking out my window at the shopping mall. Nine kosher stores, one thing. And there's no mice, and there's no goyim, and there's no ketanim, and there's no shopping. I see a piece of steak rolling down the hill. It leaves one of the stores. I can't see it. It's a foggy day. I see a piece of steak departing from the hallway. There's a hallway. There's a case. Very big case. There's a corridor with, what is it? A prosdo, yeah. The same prosdo that you're in. Yeah. There's nine kosher stores, and there's a I see a piece of a steak. The steak's not called a piece, it's a steak. What? Am I right?
Piece of steak.
Yeah. Steak rolls down the water boat. Yeah? Rolls down the hill. You see it leave the parking lot, rolls down the hill. And then it lands, it stops. Boom. That's called kavua. You know that? Because when did your suffix start? When it started back then. So the issue is, when is the suffix chal? Is the suffix chal when the isser is in a state of kavua? Or the suffix chal? So when the goy takes it and you didn't see him take it, so your suffix was chal when you met the goy in the parking lot. At that point, the latest of suffix is not when it's a state of kavua. If I saw the mouse take it, so from when on did I have a suffix? From the time that it went to the thing. That point was kavua. By the way, I have to add on something very important. What's the word of kavua? Sigzeres HaKosov. What's the gether? Rav Shimon says in Shari Yeshur, that the gether of kavua doesn't mean that you don't go basa roiv. You could learn Sigzeres HaKosov, by the way. When it's kavua, we don't go basa roiv. That's not the pshat. I'm saying, there's a reason why I'm saying this. Rav Shimon says that the word is kavua's kemechza mechzadami. Listen to the nusa that Rav Shimon said. He's raised to this. When the isser is in a state of kavua, it has a chashivas of 50. It's a chashivas of being kavua. When the isser is in a state of kvius, it takes on 50-50. Kavua kemechza mechza. Doesn't say that by kavua we don't go basa roiv. When the isser is kavua, then it's kemech, it has a chashivas. Now adding on, that word that the isser has a chashivas when it's kavua is when the isser is in a state of kavua b'shas tesofik. The whole word I'm saying. This word that the isser, when it's kavua, has a chashivas of 50-50, and it's not called a miut. It has a chashivas of 50 because it's kavua. That's only said when it's kavua b'shas the leidas asafik. So if b'shas the leidas asafik, the isser was kavua, then it doesn't have a din of miut, has a din of mechza mechza, then I can't go basaroiv. But if by the time the suffix was noilat, or at the time suffix was noilat, the isser wasn't in a state of kavua, okay, because we don't know what this thing is already. It's not in a state of kavua, I apologize, because we're talking about pirush, talking about a parking lot, okay? So the object is not a state of kavua, it's not coming from a kavua. And we don't say the din of kavua, we say the din of roif. Hagam, I repeat again, that in the story with the goy took it, we know that the practical, that's what I'm saying, the practical suffix is which story he went into. I always learned, I told this taisus, that the chiluk between kavua and roif is that by roif, the suffix is not which story he went into, because the suffix is not which store I went to, but which store it came from. Hashem came when I go into a store, the suffix is which store I went into. That's not the pshat. Because in the case of chulun, by the case of the goy, the suffix is which store did he go into. That's not the pshat. The pshat, the chiluk of pirish and not pirish, is not what was the suffix of where did it come from or where did I go into. The suffix is when was the suffix noilat. And even if the suffix in the shirish is which store did the goy go, it doesn't interest me. The shas of the suffix was that it wasn't in a state of kavua. Tonight, Mr. Shem, there'll be the Mesillas Shon Vat. I apologize about last night. Mesillas Shon and Shabbos and Benim Tzokhov.